KORN News Radio Sports for this Friday, February 20th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. Brooklyn Meyer would set a South Dakota State school record last night with 44 points. Jackrabbits would win at Oral Roberts 95-93 in regulation. The previous school record was 39 points from Carla Stevenson during the 1986-87 season. Meyer was 15 of 22 from the field. She hit 14 of her 17 free throws. In total, the game featured 25 ties and 18 lead changes. Madison Mathewitz had 23 points for the Jackrabbits, including the game-winning layup in the final seconds. The SDSU women will be at Denver tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock. High school girls basketball from last night. So number 2 Parkston defeated Mount Vernon Plankinton 44-31. Kiera Oakley with 22 points and 11 rebounds. Number 4 Ethan Rolls over Trip Delmont Armor 76-39. Marissa Storm with 24 points for Ethan, while McKinley Spons led TDA with 16 points and 7 rebounds. Bridgewater Emory over Hanson 52-36. Bridgewater Emory's Oakley Weber with 21 points and 8 rebounds. Sanborn Central Woonsocket girls defeated Iroquois Lake Preston by 30, 49-19. McCook Central Montrose over Madison 66-38, while Freeman took down Gayville Vollen 59-51. A couple of top 10 matchups in girls basketball last night. To Class A, number 2 Hamlin would defeat number 7 Clark Willow Lake in a close one, 53-48. And number 7 Chester defeated number 3 Coleman Egan in Class B, 58-35. High school boys from last night, all the top teams, top-ranked teams would win. Number 3 Freeman boys defeated Gayville Vollen 63-46. Number 7 Parkston, they would defeat Mount Vernon Plankinton by 15, 59-44. Ninth-ranked Sanborn Central Woonsocket defeated Iroquois Lake Preston 72-60, behind 24 points from Sam Bruth. Ben Weber with 30 points last night. He led Bridgewater Emory over Hanson 52-39. Ethan over Trip Delmont Armor, that was at the Corn Palace, 71-48. Balanced scoring last night for the Ethan boys. Davin Hone had a game-high 20, Jax Kurtenbach with 17, while Tuff Martin had 16 for the Rustlers. And also high school boys last night, so number 3 Clark Willow Lake would defeat number 4 Hamlin 58-50. USD women's basketball would win their sixth straight game last night, 69-66 over Omaha. Angelina Robles led the way with 21 points, while Josie Hill eclipsed 1,000 points in her USD career. Coyote women will host first place North Dakota State tomorrow, 1 p.m. in Vermilion. The Bison women lead the Summit League with a 13-0 conference record. And USD men's basketball, they would lose last night at Denver 90-70. The Pioneers outscored USD by 17 in the second half. Cameron Fens had a double-double for the Coyotes, 22 points and 10 rebounds on 8 of 10 shooting. USD men travel to Oral Roberts tomorrow for a 7 p.m. tip-off. We've got more sports online at KORNradio.com. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.